Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go, go, go! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down!
All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Position under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, men.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion. Promotion.
It's rock and roll, and we're back, rocking and rolling it here on American by Design with your host, Ben Fisher, and the number here is 718-305-7176. It's 718-305-7176. Got a lot of stuff to cover tonight. Before I get into that, I always do my stats, and I haven't added on to this. I've been running around today acting like a chicken with its head cut off because I just got out of work not that long ago, so I tried to get all my audio uploaded. I think I got everything up. But in the 2 hours that it takes for me to do my show, there will be 274 abortions performed, $360 million added to the national debt, 45 murders and 44 rapes, and we've got just a slew of dreamers coming over the border to get free health care, to get free bus rides, to wherever they want to go. When was the last time you got a free bus ride? I don't think I've ever had a free bus ride, and I don't even know if I want to, but free health care, free, they're all lawyered up. Of course, they have to appear before a magistrate in 2 months, whatever it might be, but we all know that they will appear, right? We know that. I mean, we know that. They'll appear. And then since in breaking right now is we've got Obama on the loose that says, well, you know, never mind Congress about amnesty. I'll use my pen. I got a pen. I got a phone. And he's going to use that to circumvent Congress just like he has been. Even after the Supreme Court pretty much scolded him in a decision that said, you know, you can't be doing stuff like this. You can't be going around. We've got three branches of government. Actually, I think we've got four. We got four branches of government because if you want to throw in all the EPA, if you want to throw in the FDA, if you want to throw in the USDA, if you want to throw in the IRS, if you want to throw in all these people that are gaining more and more legislative control, then we actually have four branches of government, and only one of them, in my opinion, is really working, and that's the executive branch. And he's going to come up with some kind of amnesty BS, and they're going to try to sign it, and he's going to, I don't know how he's going to do this yet, but we're going to talk a little bit about that. Tonight, what I wanted to do is to invite local candidates from all over the country, wherever you guys are listening to us from. I know I got some calling in from Tennessee, and we probably will have some calling from Texas and a couple other places. So it'll be fun. You know, I mean, Politics are local, as Tip O'Neill said at one time. Now, back, I think, during his day, he might have been true, but I don't even know if politics are local anymore so much, because there are a lot of national and a lot of world events that happen that influence us on a local basis. We've got trade. We've got, you know, the president with his pen. I got my pen. You know, we've got all that kind of stuff going on. And that's why sometimes I think that these politicians, especially when maybe not so much local, because if you're a dog catcher, you're not really involved in a lot of national type stuff or state stuff. But the thing is that you are involved in animal rights cases. I mean, all this kind of stuff. You know, you're involved in these things, and they're so I don't even know if that statement that Tip O'Neill made back in the day is correct anymore. But anyways, I've got politicians, not politicians, but statesmen, I would call them, and we'll see. We'll find out what they're about when they call in. Number here again is 718-305-7176. We got chat room kind of filling up a little bit, and like I said, I was rushing around, so I hopefully got all my audio and all my stuff prepped and all this other kind of stuff that I'm doing. We've got the feminazis that are very, very disappointed at the Supreme Court's decision 5-4 today. And you know, they're running around saying, "Well, you know, Hobby Lobby, of course," with their refusal, and rightly so. I mean, they're a privately held company, but they're a closely privately held corporation, I guess, is what the Supreme Court ruled on. And they don't want to give out contraceptive devices and so on, pills and all that kind of thing, to women out there. And we've got the feminazis on the other side. They're saying, hey, this is a war on women. This is a war on women, you know. And I'm going, wait a minute. Your war on women, you're waging a war on women when you allow abortion to happen. You're killing your own sex, your own kind. There's more black people, too, that have been killed by abortion than the KKK ever did. But everybody wants to look the other way on things like this. And it doesn't surprise me, okay, because this is typical liberal. I don't call them progressives. They're not progressives. When you're pro, you know, if you use that progressive, you're actually thinking that it makes people, I think the liberals like that term because it makes them look like they're for advancement. They're for the advancement of people. They're not. They're degressives, and they're liberals. Look at every single town, city, state in this country that liberals have took over, and you'll see a wasteland. A wasteland. Detroit, Dearborn, some areas of California, New York. They're all wastelands. They don't care. They spend people's money however they want to spend it, not the way people should have, you know, people should have the opportunity to voice their opinion to spend their money their own way. That's the way I look at it. And we're going to get into some of that too. But hopefully I don't get any drop-offs this time. I'm on a totally different network, and it's kind of like, I don't know if it's maybe my internet, but we'll work on that. We'll get that all straightened out. But yeah, we're gonna have a good show, I think. And if you want to call in, that's 718-305-7176. And we've been telling you that conservativenationmedia.com is making some changes, and they've already kicked in. For starters, Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance has moved to Tuesday. That's Tennessee issues are spreading out all over America. Dave Vance brings his veterans' insight and the most informative guest to Inside Tennessee every Tuesday. So make sure to check him out. Brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council. Inside Tennessee, it's already moved to Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. But I really like to get y'all's take on some of the decisions and some of the the oh, I guess it would be the crass no tolerance liberals out there. I mean, we've got liberal organizations now that are talking about burning down Hobby Lobby. Can you believe that? Burning down Hobby Lobby because they don't agree with this decision. See, that's also typical. If a liberal does not agree with a decision that does not coincide with the way they think, they want to commit violence, they want to riot in the streets, they want to do all these other things that normal people would not do. Conservatives, you don't see running around rioting in the streets. Okay, we have peaceful movements, we have conventions, we have think tanks that we subscribe to, we have even Tea Party people, we have, you know, grassroots movements and stuff like that that we go to, that we correspond to with people, and we don't look for violence. As a matter of fact, we're the total opposite. We try to stop violence wherever it is. We try to pick up our trash. We're not like the OWS protesters and all these Occupy movements and so on that just go out there and want to raise hell, raise havoc while they're living on their father's and mother's and parents' bill, while they're getting free stuff from the government. We're not like that. But the feminazis are. And the liberal movement in this country is the same way. And I've been thinking about, and I wanted to get your all's take on this, because I'm seriously thinking about flying my flag upside down in distress on the 4th. I haven't done it, but I'm seriously thinking about it, because people, we are in deep kimchi here. We are in deep doo-doo, and it's about time that I think people stand up. We got Hillary Clinton out there that thinks that that she's so poor. Got Nancy Pelosi talking about, well, we're just all one big country, and we just so happen to have a border running through it. What is she smoking? I'll have some audio of her, too, a little bit later. She's just disgusting. Sometimes I just wish I didn't have to play some of this audio that I get, but you got to do it. It's a dirty job, and you just got to do it. But anyways, you're listening to American by Design. It's about local politics. Everything is local. It's all about local, I think. And we're going to be talking to some of these people here coming up. So please give me a call, 718-305-7176. If you got a comment on flying your flag upside down, how are you going to fly your flag? Or how are you going to practice the 4th this coming Friday? We'll find out. And I'd like to know. On that note, I'm going to be back in just a shake.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, action.com to stand for America Now.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6-8-10-4.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Career politician Lamar Alexander has lost his way. Thankfully, Tennessee conservatives have a better choice. Conservative Joe Carr has a dependable record of standing up for conservative principles. In the Republican primary, conservatives will vote for Joe Carr, not Lamar. Lamar says we should be patient about fixing the debt. Joe Carr says the debt bomb must be defused now. Vote conservative Joe Carr, not Lamar. Lamar voted with Democrats to protect Obamacare from conservative Senator Ted Cruz. Joe Carr stood with Cruz to defund Obamacare. Vote conservative Joe Carr, not Lamar. Lamar voted with Barack Obama to reward illegal immigrants with citizenship. Joe Carr led the effort to stop the growth of illegal immigration to Tennessee. The choice is clear. Only Joe Carr, not Lamar, will defend conservative Tennessee principles.
I'm Joe Carr, and I approve this message. Join me at carr4tn.com, paid for by Joe Carr for Senate.
All across this country, people are waking up and saying what we are doing is not working. People are hurting tragically, and we need to turn this country around. There is a better way, a brighter future. How do we win? How do we inspire young people? Number one, we tell the truth. Defend the Constitution. All of it. Defend the First Amendment, the right to free speech, the right to a free press, the right to freedom of religion, and that means, among other things, not having the IRS ask citizens, tell me the content of your prayers. We need to stand for the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. We need to stand for the Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights, the privacy of every American. Every child deserves an opportunity to have an excellent education, regardless of your race, your class, your creed, where you come from. Every child deserves a fair chance at the American dream. We need to audit the Federal Reserve. We need to abolish the IRS. We need to stop bankrupting our country. We can either choose to keep our head down, to not rock the boat, to not stand for anything, or we can stand for principle. Millions of Americans stood up last fall and said, stop this train wreck, this disaster that is Obamacare, that is hurting millions of people. The Democrats said, the mainstream media said, they said, this is hopeless. Don't you understand? Just move on. Just accept it. You can't do anything to stop this. Yes, we can.
And yes, we can. And you're listening to American by Design with your host, Uncle Bing, here at the number here is 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176 if you wish to opine. I'm trying to get used to some of the new stuff here, new numbers anyways, because I've been living under the old numbers. And actually, I was looking back and I almost did my show, my old show on the other network for almost a year. So that was pretty cool. I had a good, real good run over this. Seems like I had a little bit better internet connection too. But the White House, the women's health will be jeopardized by Supreme Court's contraception ruling. This is from CBS out of D.C., and to quote Washington, AP, the White House says women's health will be jeopardized by a Supreme Court's decision that allows corporations with religious objections to opt out of a requirement that they cover contraception. White House spokesman Josh Earnest which I just have to sometimes crack up about that name, said Monday that women should make personal health decisions for themselves. Okay. Ernest said the White House is looking into how many women could be affected by the decision. He said Congress should take action to assist women affected by the decision. Congress, that you know that ain't going to happen, right? Because he's got a pen and he's got a cell phone. The contraceptive coverage requirement is contained in Obama's new health care law. The court's 5-4 decision means the Obama administration must find alternative ways. Now, listen to this. This is their mindset now here. They're going to find alternative ways of providing free contraception to women who are covered under objecting companies' health insurance plans. Now, how are they going to do that thing? Well, they're just going to reclassify what the Supreme Court probably did. That's what I'm thinking. How else are they going to do that? They're going to reclassify as far as a privately held company, you know, that's operated by people. No, in most all companies are operated by somebody, okay, whether it be a board, whether it be, a big corporation. They're all operated by somebody. And I'm thinking that what they're going to do is they're going to try to skirt around SCOTUS here, and they're just going to reclassify what they ruled on. That's why I say this country is in deep doo-doo. We've dug a hole that is very deep, and it keeps piling up with waste. And this president keeps digging the hole. He's the big hole digger, pretty much. And people behind him, operatives behind him. We got tons of illegals, just tons of them flowing into this country. Literally tons. And it's not a humanitarian crisis. It is a man-made crisis. This is something that the liberals have been planning for years. If they can create this influx, which they've already have, if they can create this influx, and then you got Nancy Pelosi saying, well, I blame, it's all for the children. It's all for the children. Tours, a camp, tours a place or two, and does a photo op. That's basically what Nancy Pelosi was doing the other day, was doing a photo op. And they find it very convenient to do photo ops in different types of areas where they can get photos, and they can make it look like, oh, these poor children would not have been here if it weren't for your plans for amnesty. These children would not be here carrying diseases like scabies, like TB, like the chicken pox, for God's sakes. I mean, we don't even know. We don't even know. And if the press knew, do you think they're going to tell us? The big problem with the media in this country, part of the problem is that what they know and don't tell you is worse than what they know and they try to spin. And there's a lot of them out there, including Fox News. I mean, you can't just trust on one source. I get most of my news from, either Drudge, or I get it off of Heritage, or I get it off of some of the other political and Tea Party type groups and so on. That's where I get most of my news from. I mean, people ask me, well, have you seen this TV show? And I said, no, I don't watch TV. I'm not a TV couch type potato, okay? This reality show it might be, or, whatever show it might be. I'm not that way. But here we got the White House that's claiming that this is going to be some big catastrophe for women, the war on women. And yet these hypocrites are the same ones that go in there and want to, kill their own kind, basically. They kill their own women via abortion. That's what's hypocritical about this whole thing. And it's maddening. I mean, these people, I can't hardly even stomach them anymore. I just can't stand them. And the worst part of it, ladies and gentlemen, is I can't stand the moderates in the GOP party that actually go along with these people. That's the worst thing. Because I don't understand them. I don't understand where they're coming from. I understand some of it. It's politics, it's money, it's power. But for them to circumvent the American people on something that they, you know, on issues like this, providing contraception to women, it's not a big health issue. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I just don't see it as a big health issue. It's not like providing, making sure that you get a yearly mammogram or that you get a pap smear every so often or whatever. That's different. This is contraception that you should be taking care of. I'm just speaking to the women out there. I mean, if you disagree with me, please call me and tell me. I mean, I just don't, this is a crisis that they're, of course, going to expound on. They're going to get the media on board with them, and they're going to have, you know, just a field day with it. As they do with everything. We've got Chris McDaniel over in Thad Cochran, who won that race out there, and they're still going off about it. And I hope that Chris McDaniel sticks with it. I really do. I hope that he keeps finding, and we got True the Vote. We got all these other people that are out there that are trying to find the discrepancies in what Thad Cochran, maybe not Thad Cochran, he might not have had nothing to do with this, okay? But this was all GOP-based. That's what I'm saying. These people, you can't trust them. I don't trust them as far as I can throw any one of them, not even the skinniest one. I might trust them if I could catapult them. No, that would be cool. But I don't trust any of them. There's spoilers. We got a spoiler here in Tennessee running against Joe Carr and Lamar Alexander. You don't need to be in the race. We got one guy that can beat Lamar. That's Joe Carr. And by the way, while I'm thinking about it, he is having his quarterly deadline tonight at midnight. And I think they're down by $2,300 or something like that, $2,600 to raise if they want to do some outreach and so on. So if you've got a few bucks, consider going over to Carr, CARRFORTN.com. That's CARRFORTN.com, and contribute a few bucks, even if it's $5. We need to push this over the limit because we need to get rid of people like Lamar Alexander that voted for this, the cloture to allow Obamacare to get on the Senate floor to get voted on. We need to get rid of Lamar because he's not good. He's not just good for Tennessee. He's not good for America, period. There's things that he is doing and has done up there that affect everybody in this country. Everybody. Not just us Tennesseans. We're trying like hell to get him out of here. We've had enough of him and his 31 years in politics. And his bad policies, his bad law, and just his attitude just creeps me out. He's hanging around with Rand Paul today, and Rand Paul was there with when he was building the dam and so on, talking and touting about all that. Lamar is not just bad for Tennessee. He is bad for America. So if you do have a few bucks, please go there before midnight tonight and donate. Even $5 helps a long way. Because if we can break this barrier here, it'll show Lamar a definite kick in the pants, I think. And I think he is getting very, very scared. Very scared. I've got a caller online, and I'll get to you here during the break. So please hold on, and we'll be back in about 3.
Hello, I am Robert Garding of the New Wise Conservatism radio show, heard on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 Central, through conservativenationmedia.com. Being on the air since 2007 from behind the silver CNN microphone of freedom, we've helped people become more informed to keep socialists out of the White House and Congress. But that work isn't over yet. Tune in Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on CNN for the New Wise Conservatism radio show, the voice of reason in our unreasonable world.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier-hound-chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle. Simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I'm no communist, I'll tell you that right now. I believe a man should own his own house and car and cow. I like this private ownership, I want to be left alone. Let the government run its business, and let me run my own.
And welcome back to American by Design. You're talking to your host, Bing Fisher, and the number here is 716-305-7176. And we're going to bring on Shane Wilcher, running for county commissioner. I believe it's District 3, is it, Shane?
That's correct, Bing.
Up here in Warren County. And let me just ask you. I mean, what is your platform? What do you believe in? What I know you're not no communist. I've talked to you a little bit before. I've heard you, but yeah. What is your platform? What are you running for, or what are you running on?
Well, my platform is fairly simple. I believe that government should be as small as possible to accomplish what government's supposed to do, but at the same time, government should be accountable, transparent, and they should operate with integrity. And, you know, several things there. I mean, you know, it's been said that all politics is local, and as I've gotten older, I've come to realize that more and more. You know, I grew up and was always interested in national politics. You know, and I never really thought about local politics until the last 10 years or so. And I've come to find over and over again that local politics reaches into the lives of every person in your small town, you know. And I didn't used to think about that, but I've seen over and over again. I'm now 41 years old, and I guess I've gotten wiser and can see things a little better. And, you know, especially over the last 4 years or so, I've noticed things that tell me that the people that represent me are not like me. And I've seen them perform actions that tell me they're not accountable and they're in no way transparent. And both of those lead you to, you know, there is a loss of integrity in office. And I don't believe that a person has to be perfect to be accountable, transparent, and operate with integrity, because I'm in no way perfect. You know, I've made mistakes in my life, and, you know, I think it's what you do once you make those mistakes. How do you carry on your life? That's the measure of a man. You know, it's not, hopefully it's not such a bad mistake in your life that it defines you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and, you know, that's correct, too, and transparency, especially with the county commissioner, you know, which you guys are responsible for a lot of things. I mean, you're responsible for monetary things. You're responsible for just quite a few things. Yeah, as far as being transparent and as far as accountability, everybody's got issues in their life, you know. God knows I do, but it's not that you hide them. It's the fact that you sit there and you understand them and you carry on and you do differently, you know. You change your mindset and change your attitude. And, yeah, I mean, I'm all for people that are running that have integrity, you know, and that believe in certain things. Now, what do you think of some of the big problems that we have here in Warren County?
Well, I mean, there are specific issues. I mean, of course, we're a small town. We struggle to have, you know, high-paying, good benefit jobs for the people of McMinnville, and we struggle with other issues, you know. But as a county commissioner, what I see that is a huge problem, and I don't think a lot of people think about it this way, but, you know, when I talk about accountability, I've been knocking on doors for 2 months now, and I'm just covering one district in Warren County, okay? That's not the whole county. But what I have found after knocking on 1,000-plus doors in 2 months is the people that live in my district, they don't know who their county commissioners are. I have one county commissioner that represents me who's been in office for 24 years, and I have yet to meet a family that says that person has come around and visited with them or asked their opinion on any issue. Now, they'll up and tell you, some of the people that do can name you one of their county commissioners, it's going to be because, well, I see him at the local bank where he works, or I see him at the school where he works. But they're never getting out and talking to the people, you know. And yes, you can go on the Warren County government website and find a phone number for that county commissioner. But I've rung those phones off the hook before and got no answer. You know, so to me, one of my biggest issues that I think, you know, especially on the local level, is that you have, and I believe the county commissioner is like the first line of government, okay? We are the go-between for the common man and local government. You know, we are the people that the constituents talk to, and then we take their problems to the full commission. You know, and if you don't know your district and you don't know jobs that the people hold or the trials that they're going through or what they're having to fight with in their lives, how can you represent them?
Well, it's true, and if you don't talk to them, how are you going to know what they're needing? How are you going to know what they want, you know? I mean, I've sent emails to all these people like you too and called them, and it's like you just get a deaf ear, and you don't get a response. Or at least if you get a response, it's just a generic, you know, whatever, you know, kind of type of response. Now, you're running against...
I'm running against Well, I'm running against a local teacher and an agriculture farmer. His name is George. Can I mention names, Dean?
Surely, surely. And I'd like to know what you do for a living, too, because
let me tell you about myself first. I'm a lifelong resident of Warren County. I was born here in Warren County. I've lived here all my life. I've never wanted to make any other place my home. I didn't dream of going away from here. You know, I dreamed of living here in Warren County the rest of my life because it's a beautiful place. And what I do for a living is, you and I share probably quite a bit because I work at a tool shop, and I'm a tool maker, and we specialize in plastic injection molds, like for the plastic parts inside of cars, and you know, like small computers and small medical devices, anything that's made out of plastic, you know, we make the molds that the plastic's poured into. So, you know, I work with metal, basically. And I've done that for almost 18 years here locally for a small family-owned business. Now, additional to that, I do own a small machine shop. And I only have one employee, and that's me. And I only do it on the side, and I basically work on the side simply to make the payment on that building that I have, you know. But I have had employees in the past. So while I've never owned a big company, I still do understand some of running a business, you know, having to pay people, having to buy materials, having to produce a product, you know, and still have to go through all the regulations and have the insurances and stuff like that. So I understand the business side, but I also understand needing that 40 hours a week, you know, because that's still what I do. I do 40 hours a week. I still work every week, and I still have to operate by a budget. And, you know, more and more I see that government, they think less and less about a budget. They get so far away from either their roots or maybe they never had those roots. I do believe that, you know, government should be made up of citizens in service. And it shouldn't be in service for a lifetime, you know.
No.
We should have citizens in service for a season, you know. Term limits and stuff like that, we can debate that all night long, but they definitely don't need to be up there. For instance, I'm running against a county commissioner who's been in office for 24 straight years, and that's unheard of.
Right.
You know, he's the long... Go ahead.
I was going to say, and you got, in Warren, you got, you know, just give everybody a little... I guess, introspect into the county that I live in. I wasn't born here. I was born in New York, come down to Florida and moved up here. And I settled in Warren County because I love it here, you know. But, you know, Warren County, Shane, is the slowest growing county in Tennessee. And sometimes I wonder about this. I wonder if it's because, you know, are we not providing an incentive type or conducive environment for the businesses and so on to come here. But, you know, we've had businesses that have left. We've got Carrier. We've got, you know, all sorts of other businesses that have left. And that's one thing that I'd like to talk to you about. If you want to hold on with me after this quick break.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that, and we'll get back, and then we'll talk about some of these career politicians, that I call them, because they don't need to be. Look, if you're doing a very good job, I don't have a problem with somebody being in office for, you know, a period of time, you know, but I do have a problem with somebody being in there for over 20 years or 30 years, 40 years, you know, because they end up just amassing a stockpile of money and, you know, they go after people that, well, you know, they're in it to protect their job. And there's some of these people that have families that are working for them too, which I highly disagree with. But we're talking to Shane Wiltshire, County Commissioner, District 3, and we'll be back right back here in about 3.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Been looking for an online gathering place? You know, a familiar screen, does everything you're used to, except give you grief for being a conservative? You've got to try the Tea Party community. At TPC, you'll know how everything works from the very first minute, and you'll probably find a lot of friends who are already there. Organize, communicate, share ideas, upcoming events, pictures, and videos. The Tea Party community connects and empowers like-minded, politically conservative people like you. Sign up today at teapartycommunity.com.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all of these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, sweetie. What's going on?
Well, honey, I have some news.
Okay. What?
All that training paid off. I got the job.
Oh, I knew you would get it. So when do you start?
When you donate stuff to Goodwill, you help provide job training for people right here in your community. Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to American by Design with your host, Uncle Bing, here. And the number is 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176. And the reason I wanted to do this show tonight with local people from different places, and, you know, maybe somebody's got a politician that they like that's running in their state or something, because we got people listening not just from Tennessee but from all over the country and perhaps the world, too, that maybe check out an archive or something. But we're talking to Shane Wiltshire, running for county commissioner in District 3 up here in Warren County, the county that I live in. And Shane, I want to talk to you about, you were talking actually about the people that you're running against. And what I wanted to ask you, is there 24 county commissioners in Warren?
Yes, there are 24 commissioners. You have two commissioners for each of 12 districts.
Districts.
And the fact is, being across the state of Tennessee, I don't know how it is in other states, but 25 is the maximum number of district commissioners across the state of Tennessee for any county. And Warren County is not a huge municipality or county, yet we are one away from the max.
It's a huge land mass, though. I mean, we've got a lot of acreage to cover, but I sometimes wonder why we need 24 commissioners. wondered that when I actually was looking to run, and I was out getting petitions, and my daughter stopped me at a stop sign and said, "Dad, can we talk?" And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Please don't run, because, you know, you got so much stuff on your plate." And at the time I do, and I still do, but me and her had a good talk, and I decided not to run, and, you know, probably let some people down, but kudos off to you for running against this machine in Warren County, and it is a machine in many ways, don't you think?
Yes. I mean, you know, as I said, I'm just, you know, I'm focused right now on my district and my two district county commissioners. You have one who's at 12 years, and you have one that is at 24 years in service. And, you know, I think of it this way. I mean, even a good man over time can grow out of touch, you know. And I won't, you know, there may come a day when my usefulness has passed. But I'm hoping to be elected and to be able to give a few good years to my county, you know, and be able to remember how it is to live on a budget and have to provide for a family and have to think about that next move. And that's what I want to bring to the county commission. I mean, it's not a place to go stagnate. It's a place to bring fresh ideas and common sense and make that a benefit for the people in your county. And at some point, before you lose your edge, move on. You know, I think about the man who served 24 years here as my county commissioner. And the thing is, if he was so good, why hasn't he been county executive in the past?
Right.
You know, I mean, with great ideas, hopefully you move on and you move to a place where you can do even more good for your county.
Yeah, you move up the ladder, you move up the chain. I mean, that's what I've done in my life. You know, I mean, I started off as a machinist, went to tool making, went to mold making, you know, now I'm on the engineering side aspect of it, you know, plastic injection molding, just like what you do, you know. So it's kind of cool that we have that little bit of a bond there. But you would think somebody would want to move up instead of stay in the same place, but I found this in this county, not just in the county commissioners, but in a lot of different other races where people get entrenched and they get dug in, so to speak, and it's hard to get them out. You know, it's hard for other people to actually go up against them, too, in certain ways, because these people, of course, got money, they got ties, they got connections, they've got they've got the infrastructure, all that kind of stuff, you know, and they know the system. So, and that's, I think, what a lot of people, especially me, you know, I'm a Tea Party person. I don't like seeing that, you know, I just don't. But that's what we're up against in this county. And like I said, we got a big land mass. We don't have a lot of people here per se, according to the land, or, you know, versus land mass. And we're the slowest growing county in Tennessee. And I'd like to see that change somehow. I mean, I'd like to see more business coming in. I don't know how much of that a county commissioner can do, but I know that you can approve certain things that, you know, make it a little bit more conducive for companies to stay here and for companies to come in here.
Yes, well, I mean, you know, the county commissioner, again, we are the go-between between government and the people. And the thing is, we do have a lot of say-so in of the different departments of the county government. And as such, you know, we're not allowed to go out and recruit industry, but what we do is we give what we call the Industrial Development Board. We facilitate them doing the best job they can. You know, we approve the funding for them. They tell us what they need. We evaluate it. We okay it, or we work with it to find a better solution. And we try to make their job as easy and effortless as possible, you know, as much as it can be searching for new industry. We support them in finding new industry. Now, when they bring industry to Warren County, these commissioners, we need to be the face of Warren County to that industry. We need to be out there saying, we have skilled workers. We have people that would love to have jobs in your factory. They would love to make a difference for your business. They would like to make a product, a worthwhile product to sell, whether it's a service or a product. You know, we're the face of Warren County to those businesses, and we need to be a good face, and we need to be able to brag and honestly brag about the people in our community. And we have great people. You know, we have people that are hard workers. We have people that want jobs. You know, they're raising families. They want to do the best for their families they can. Lord knows I want to, you know, and I don't expect any less from the people that I represent.
Well, that's so very true. And the thing is that, like you said, you know, when you have people that in here that are just complacent in their job and, you know, it's their job, but there's other people in this county that are looking for jobs, and there's a lot of different problems there. And I know that a county commissioner does not handle some of the problems that we talk about on a daily basis. And, you know, I don't need to bring them up. We all know what those problems are, but we've got Motlow College out here, and my daughter is going to the mechatronics class out there next semester. So I'm very proud of her that she was able to get in there. And I think that is a worthwhile cause too. That's training people, especially, you know, people that are in kind of our trade in a way. You know, there's a lot of business growth that I think is going to come out of that, because you're working with robotics, you're working with electronics, you're working with software, you're working with engineering, all sorts of different aspects, physics, and so on. And so I really promote that, but I do promote, you know, people that I think that I like that represent, or I believe will represent me, you know, in my county. And that's why we're doing this show, you know. And if I only get one person calling in, if I get 20 calling in, that's fine, you know, because it all adds up into just giving people a glimpse into what's going on in different communities and so on. Now, you were talking about earlier about the people that you're running against. You got a teacher, you said, and the other one was?
The other one is I think he may be a vice president of a bank, or at least he's high up as a loan officer or in the management of a local bank. And he's been in for 12 years, and the other one's been in for 24.
And your challenge, and which you got a Democrat and a Republican, correct?
No, those two are both Democrats, and then we have one more. We actually have four contestants for two positions this year. The fourth man who's running is running as an independent. So you've got me as a Republican conservative. You have two Democrats who are the incumbents, and then you have an independent who's running.
Right. Now, do you have a website or Facebook page or anything you want to plug?
I have a Facebook page. It's kind of a long title, but it's MS Wilcher, WILCHER, MS Wilcher for County Commissioner at hotmail.com. It's kind of long, but it's just my name and what I'm running for. MS Wilcher, WILCHER, for County Commissioner, and that's my Facebook page. And, you know, there may not be revelatory things there to see, but every once in a while I'll put something up. And that's part of being accountable. You know, I tell everybody who I'm running for, that'll be a way they can get a hold of me. You know, they'll have my phone number. They'll have my email address. They'll have the Facebook page. You know, and
are you going to be? Are you going to be at the Warren County GOP meeting this on the 15th? We're going to have Joe Cara there. I think you already know that.
Which meeting is it?
I believe it's the 15th of July, 15th.
Well, I would assume it's on my schedule. But
It's the next meeting, but yeah, because I've seen you at the last one. I really didn't get a lot of time to talk to you. I think I gave you a Joe Cara sign or something, but
I'll be at the meeting.
Okay, cool. We're gonna have Judd Matheny too there, I believe. So that'll be great. Now, let me just ask you: out of the people that you're talking to, I mean, what kind of responses are you getting back from them?
Well, for the most part, they're very positive. You know, again, you know, one of the very first things that is said after I introduce myself is, do you know who your county commissioner are, and have they ever come and asked your opinion? And overwhelmingly, they don't know, and they've never been able to speak their opinion. You know, the county commissioners are making decisions that affect everybody in Warren County, yet they've never asked any of their constituents' opinions. So, you know, people are very surprised. Many, many people, when I go to their house and I tell them that they have somebody representing them that's been in office for 24 years, they just cannot believe that. You know, for a lot of people, these elections come and go, and they bleed into the background, you know. And I think part of my job and other people's job who go into public service is to do the best we can to inform the people that these things really do matter, and what you believe and your opinion does matter. You know, your elected officials need to know what matters in your life and what your opinion is on issues that come up, you know, because at the end of the day, I'm representing my district, you know, and I need to know how they feel about issues. And if I'm not contacting them, I'm just voting on my own. And, you know, that's not how I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be representing people.
Yeah, and that's just not right. So, please, people, you know, go ahead and friend them. You know, look up, I think Shane Welch, I think they can find you on Shane Welcher on Facebook, too.
They probably can.
Yeah. And you're running for County Commissioner District 3 here in Warren County, my county. And it was nice talking to you, man. I mean, don't be a stranger. There's a little remind button up there on the chat channel on a link that I gave you. And, of course, you got the number here. And anytime you feel like you want to call in and talk about something, I'd love to talk to you.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time and letting me come on, Dean.
That's no problem. I appreciate your running for this office, because it takes a lot. It takes a lot of dedication. It takes a lot of fortitude. It takes a lot of guts in this county anyway. So, I hope you do well.
Well, I hope I do too. And I appreciate your time and the support, and I appreciate your show and giving us a forum to at least get our views out there.
Yeah, and that's what it's about. You know, it's about getting your views out there, and it's about, you know, telling people who you are and informing people. And there'll be an archive here available after the show ends, and you can download that and use it however you want to use it. How's that?
Okay, Ben.
Oh, and tell your wife, Amy, that I can use an extra large, and I'll put a sign up here too.
Okay, I'll tell her.
Okay. Thank you, Shane.
All right, you have a good night, Ben.
Yeah, you take care. Have a good night. God bless.
Bye bye.
Bye. We're going to top of the hour break here, and we'll be back in about
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here? Of course. Who's asking? I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Stop.
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like, consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And you're listening to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher, and the number here is 718-305-7176. If you're into, you know, local politics and you want to give a shout-out to somebody in your area that's running, you know, please give us a call. Or if you're a, you know, if you're actually running your own self, please give me a call. We're up here out of... broadcasting out of McMinnville, in a bunker, and we're here for you guys tonight. Whatever you guys want to talk about, I do have. Here we go. I do have this short clip that I wanted to play.
I'm pleased to visit the area, whether it's McAllen, whether it's Laredo, whether it's El Paso, now in Brownsville, on a number of occasions. And he has reinforced the idea that anyone who comes here sees that this is a community with a border going through it. And this crisis that some call a crisis, we have to view as an opportunity.
Yes, Ms. Pelosi, San Fran, Nan, you got to take, typical liberal, you got to take everything as a crisis and make it an opportunity. And you've got to... go on your photo shoots, get the best photo shoots you can, talk about how you would love to take some of these children home with you. We wish that the Border Patrol would ship about 1,000 of them over to your house. I'm sure you would enjoy that. They can swim in your pool, hang out in your house, eat your potato chips, and do whatever they spread diseases if they got them, and do whatever whatever else they want. We've opened the borders to these people. I'm not just talking Mexicans. We got Guatemalans. We got Nicaraguans. We don't even know who's coming in because ICE ain't allowed to ask them too many questions. We got people coming in here with diseases that we thought we got rid of a long time ago. And we got some new diseases, I bet, coming in. Different strains of swine flu and, like I said earlier, scabies, and we've got TB, and we've got, you name it. And it's man-made. It was made by this administration. It was made by people on both sides, really, that believe in amnesty, that believe that somebody breaking into my house, su casa is my casa. No, not here, okay? Unless I tell you it is. We got people breaking into our house, just like somebody would break into my house. But instead of me shooting the person, or instead of me calling the law, I'm going to let this person come into my house. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a bedroom for him because they'll say, I just feel so sorry for you and your plight and that your country is a third world country. And, I really believe that you should turn our country into a third world country too. If enough of you come over, they're projecting 13 million of these people coming over. 13 million. I said last week, I think it was last week, it might have been on the other network, that we already have 160,000 in here, and that's just going to quadruple probably in years to come, probably next year. It's probably going to at least double, at least, because it's carte blanche, and we're giving these people flyers, and we're telling them, look, come in here and you'll get free citizenship. 13 million people. Not all of them kids. 17, 18, 19-year-old people, in some cases to me, are not kids. We got gang members coming in. I mean, they're so flagrant about it. They're shooting. We got Mexican helicopters coming over the border. They're shooting at our military. And we have orders not to fire back. I would not persuade anybody to be in the military right now. I really wouldn't. And it's disheartening for me to say that because I love the military. But when I see that their morale has just gone from way up here and I'm holding my hand way up high to way down here and I'm holding it way down, that's how low the morale is right now. We got people that are mad. We got people that are teed off. And this administration does not heed the Supreme Court, doesn't heed Congress. The only thing it listens to is its own advisors, people like Valerie Jarrett, people like George Soros, that want to turn America into a third world country where our money's no good, where the people in other countries look down on us. They're already joking. I get jokes from people in other countries, and they're saying, what is going on with this guy? What is going on? And they're asking me, you know, and I'm like, I don't really know, other than he's a narcissist and that he wants to theoretically tear this country down. He wants us to be on the same level the third world country like Mexico that don't even want their own people in their country, Nicaragua the same way, Honduras the same way, Costa Rica, all these places, they're all third world countries that are ruled by dictocrats. And I think we fail to understand that you can't sit there and keep throwing money at these people, giving them amnesty. Like I said, somebody coming into my house, I'm going to set them up with a bedroom to the government's view, not my view. Not, of course, my view at all. But they're going to give the government, or the government wants to give them free bus ride back to wherever they want to go. So wherever they want to go, to their parents, to some relatives here, to a city they want to maybe go visit. Who knows? They get free healthcare, they get free legal advice and free lawyers, free food, free shelter, and the list goes on and on. And yet we're welcoming them into our country, illegals. And the government would set them up a bed and say, look, you can live here free even though you broke into my house. Even though you broke into my house, you can live here free. And I'm going to make sure that you get the best medical care and that you get, you know, if you want to go somewhere, we'll take you, we'll drive you. If you need a lawyer, we'll get you a lawyer. You don't have to work. You don't have to do anything. The only thing you have to do is show up in front of a magistrate in about 2-3 months. Here's your court date. Boom. That's all you got to do. And they won't show up. Because why would they? You're going to leave them in, they're going to be in my house. They're going to be living like, you know, kings when I got to go out there and work for them. And I'll be paying for them and giving them money to go spend on whatever they want to do, which is what we're doing right now. All for the sake of a vote, all for the sake of a bunch of failed policies by this administration, and might I say, instituted in a large part by a lot of senators and a lot of Republicans in the House that have allowed this to happen and have not done anything about it. That's one reason why I'm seriously thinking about flying the flag upside down on the 4th. Because we are in distress as a nation. We're in deep distress, and it pains me so much to see this. Sometimes I don't even want to wake up in the morning and read or watch TV, you know, the news on TV, or read stuff on the internet, because we are in such a serious quagmire, I guess, if you want to quote Dan Quayle, I guess, came up with that. Or no, John Kerry. We're in a heap big of trouble, people. And hopefully the American people will wise up. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about some other stuff here in a little bit. Be right back. Ooh, about a 3-minute break. If you got them.
$80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Hi, this is Michael Behrman, inviting you to join me every Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, on The Michael Behrman Show.
Hit me!
Right here on conservativenationmedia.com.
This is Frank Beard of ZZ Top for Rad. If you're out partying and drinking, and we all know that happens sometimes, please don't get behind the wheel. Give up the keys to a designated driver. Please don't drink and drive.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to American by Design with your host, Big Fisher. The number here is 718-305-7176, and we're talking to local candidates. I was waiting on a couple of them to call in, but seeing as I don't have any right now, COG in chat just made a good, good observation about that this is, you know, it's really not about votes. I don't know what what the actual impetus is behind this. I'm sure he said, or Flycatch actually, I'm sorry, sorry. It's not about the vote, but making these children wards of the state, you know, which of course they already are because they are, we are taking care of them, just like we're taking care of a lot of other people. And it's not just with illegals coming in. It's with people that I deal with on a daily basis, you know, that might work for a limited time in a store just so that they can get enough, you know, the $12,000 or whatever it is below the poverty line so they can get the earned income credit. And, you know, they have 5-6 children or more. And they adopt more just to get that extra, those extra dollars per month. I mean, it's pervasive in society right now in this country is that we've got a morality crisis. We've got a financial crisis, and I think we're going to have a big financial crisis coming up. But we've got just a morality crisis, and we've got people that just don't care anymore, and they know how to live off the system. And they do this on a daily basis, and it makes me sick. You know, I, and especially in this county where I live in, I just see them constantly. And, you know, I go out and I work. I bust my butt every week, and I drive, 40 minutes a day one way to go to work in a totally different county, you know. And I come back here and in this county anyways, and I know it happens all around, but, you know, you've got the welfare mamas, you've got the poverty pimps that keep them down. You got the whole mindset of this country anymore is one of the welfare mentality. The me generation is what we're dealing with. Is everything that they want is me. I deserve this. I deserve this right. I deserve a right to contraception by God because I'm a woman. Well, but then they don't think about, well, you're also pro-abortion. You're also killing your own, you know, maybe not you, but you're for it. So you're killing your own kind. But I want the contraception. Well, then pay for it. Get a job. It's not that hard. There's plenty of people there's plenty of employers looking to employ people. Plenty. But we've got more of a mentality of take and not give. And, you know, John F. Kennedy probably would, if he was alive today, you know, ask not what your country can give to you, but what you can give to your country. I mean, right now it's totally bass-ackwards. It's totally the other way around. But they're not even asking anymore. They're demanding. You know, they're demanding that Hobby Lobby say, well, you know, you've got to give us contraception. You've got to pay for our abortions. You've got to pay for this and that. And it's sick. And it's perverse. And I don't know how we get out of this mess that we're in right now. I don't know if voting I'm going to do this year. After this year, I really don't know what I'm going to do. And, you know, I'm just telling you, that's just the way I feel. Our friendly local pilot in command and GOP spokesman, Duke Brooks, calls himself a paleo count, and rightly so. Since it's clear that anti-communism is in his DNA, his parents were friends with Joe McCarthy, Bill Buckley, and Whitaker Chambers. So what do you expect? There's no truth to the rumor that he has a dartboard with Alger Hiss's picture on it, but you get your weekly dosage of old-school conservatism, right-wing politics, American history, and hangar flying on Radio Free America with Duke Brooks Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on conservativenationmedia.com. Where America always wins. I wanted to, I'm trying to find a bookmark that I had earlier that I seem to think lost, but I'm not sure. I'm trying to get it here. I hate these drop-down windows that just drop down and they go away, and you're like, well, what's going going on with this? All right, here we go. All right. Get this pulled up anyways. Like I said, I was running a little bit late today, so some of my prep I had a bookmark. Didn't have time to print it out, but from Breitbart, White House, amnesty for dreamers, parents as early as fall. Well, who would have wondered when this was going to happen, right? But according to Tony Lee, as illegal immigrants flood across the border, President Barack Obama is still reportedly replanning to issue an executive action, another one, yet another executive action, to give temporary amnesty and work permits this year to the parents of illegal. A senior official familiar with the White House deliberations told the Los Angeles Times that the work is continuing on a deferred action program for the parents of so-called dreamers and other executive actions to ease deportations. But now if you hear him on the media, on the other hand, he's actually calling for these people to go back home. He's just really just a two-faced liar is what he is. Anyways, to requote, the Times noted that the program was tentatively slated to be announced this fall, but the Obama administration may try to enact it after the midterm elections because 2 in 3 Americans, according to the most recent Gallup poll, disapprove of the way Obama's handling immigration right now. Well, duh, you think? In 2012, Obama, by executive fiat, enacted the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA. They always have these just crazy acronyms for these programs, these stupid programs that they come up with, don't they? That gave temporary amnesty and work permits for 2 years to illegal immigrant children who came to the country before they were 16, had been living in the United States since 2007, were not over the 38 years of age, and met a variety of other requirements. It is Breitbart News has reported at least 560,000 people to date have been granted temporary amnesty under the DACA program, and federal officials expect that number will increase as applicants who are not eligible in 2012, because they were not 16 years of age, will be able to apply for DACA in September. When those who received temporary amnesty in 2012 can reapply for another 2 years. The hits just keep coming with this guy. I'm going to skip here, yada, yada, yada. 2 weeks ago, the Obama administration even honored 10 activists and recipients of temporary amnesty at a Champions of Change White House ceremony that prompted Representative Candace Miller, Republican, I think Missouri, who is vice chair of the House Homeland Security Committee and chairman of the Subcommittee on Border and Maritime Security, to say the tone-deaf event is an example of the type of messaging that is fueling the unprecedented surge of immigrant children being smuggled across the southern border by flaunting the success stories of 10 immigrant children who entered the U.S. illegally. You know what they really should, and I really wish the media would get more on board with this, is why don't they applaud and flaunt the dramatic stories of these kids that are being given up as sex slaves, that my wife brought up something the other day, and I've heard it before, but she goes, you know, if you're a parent in Mexico, and you've got a 14, 15, 13, in some cases as young as 2 or 1-year-old child, and you're sending them to America by themselves so that you can get amnesty, basically, so that they get it, you know, of course they can send for their parents. She goes, isn't that child abuse? And are we not as a country, experiencing, enhancing, promoting child abuse? Illegal child molestation? Are we not? To me, it's almost the same thing. We're promoting this. We're promoting these kids that Nancy Pelosi takes a photo op on to go down and say, oh, they're living in such horror and squalor. You know, we need to take care of these kids. It's all for the children.
Well, you're sitting there promoting them to come in.
By handing out flyers, by, you know, doing TV ads, radio ads in other countries to tell them that if they get here, they can get amnesty. When you tell the Border Patrol agents they're not allowed to do anything with them, why don't we send the military? All the military guys are coming back from Iraq, and Afghanistan. Why don't we send them to the border? I'm sure most of them, if not all of them, would love to defend our border rather than defend somebody else's in another country. I think that would stop a lot of this real quick. We still have not had a border fence or wall or anything built. This is back, what, since 93 when that law went through? Still have not had it built. Now we got more diseases. We got people that are coming in this country. We don't know. There's no way to track them. We give them temporary IDs. We give them put them on a bus to wherever they want to go. There's no way to track these people. Even our own immigration services said that they don't know what to do with these people. They have to follow the laws and edicts of the King Commander of the United States of America, and that's Barack Obama. And his cronies, like Valerie Jarrett, and the liberal media that keeps standing up for this guy and just keeps, you know, promoting him, even though his job approval numbers are the lowest that pretty much any president has had. They just keep sticking up for him because, you see, they're in bed with him. We all know that. I'm preaching to the choir here. I know that. But there comes a day, and there's going to come a day. And like I said, I'm still thinking, and if somebody wants to talk to me out of flying my flag upside down, feel free to call me at 718-305-7176. But I'm seriously thinking about doing that. And I'm seriously thinking about getting a bunch of people together to do just that, get pictures up on the internet. Because we are in distress. And on this July the 4th, I really don't think I'm going to be having a very good time because I'm going to be thinking about our soldiers. I'm going to be thinking about the streamers that are coming in. And I'm going to be thinking about myself and reflecting on what I'm going to do in the months to come. And on that note, I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Listening to American by Design.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Hi, this is Dave Vance, your host for Inside Tennessee on ConservativeNationMedia.com. Inside Tennessee is moving to Tuesday nights beginning on May 6th. Tune in and join the conversation with some of Tennessee's most conservative and constitutionally minded activists, experts, politicians, and average citizens that are fed up and making a stand. That's Inside Tennessee, Tuesday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Central on ConservativeNationMedia.com, where America always wins.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by FeedThePig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electrosynth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Vince Gill for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Real life's not a song. In less than it takes to play my latest hit, someone will be killed or injured in an alcohol-related crash. So next time you're out with someone who's been drinking, don't let them take the wheel. Take the keys instead. Sad stories make great songs, but happy endings make better lives. That's why friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you're looking to Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER or the OC, nothing on a CD, TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no-spin spinner, or a flat-out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 cent Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every Black Eyed Pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with they icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you gotta know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way. He's the truth and the life. One day he's going to split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time.
Thank you for the 1 minute sermon. I feel so much better now. You're listening to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher, and the number here is 718-305-7176. That's 718-305-7176, and I repeat it twice because I find that the retention factor there is a lot stronger. Studies have shown. Actually, if you repeat it three times, that it's a lot lot stronger than twice, but that would be redundant, wouldn't it? Very. But you're listening to American by Design. We're talking about, just different things. We had Shane Wilter running for county commissioner up here in District 3 a little bit earlier. I was waiting on a couple more calls from some other people, but I don't know. They might hook up with us shortly. If they don't, hey, they're lost, right? We're talking about all the influx, or I was talking about the influx of these immigrants, and if I catch that right, earlier I was trying to allude on that, but I got ADD, so I think I do anyways. I think I just run off on topics, but let's talk about, you know, the same thing that happened over in Germany with Hitler and so on, where they allowed the influx to come in, and then people, you know, and then you create a crisis, you create whether it be race warfare, which is what the Obama, you know, administration, this whole administration is very good at a lot of different deceptive practices, and they've learned it from the best. Saul Alinsky, all these liberals, liberal writers and liberal mentors, I'm quoting, that want to basically ruin this country because they want to see us controlled by them. Not by anybody else, by them. They're a bunch of communists is what they are. And I've been to communist countries. I've been to East Germany. I've seen how they operate. I've seen how they work. And it's not very pretty. It's not pretty when you have to go into a country where your parents came, or at least in my case, my father came from, and where you're basically strip searched, where you have to give up $85 of your money to buy a bunch of this monopoly money that's worth nothing on the street. You have to have a truckload of it to buy a pair of jeans. And back then, this was back during the Carter years, where a dollar bill was king. A dollar bill was king. And a dollar bill right now, at least over there, it was king. A dollar bill right now doesn't buy you jack squat, hardly. We're getting on the same par. We're going to be a third world country if we don't stop these people. They have an agenda. They introduced it to Congress years ago, and they're fulfilling it one by one. One by one by one. Their agenda is coming true. Take over the schools. You have the Common Core fight. Introduce class warfare. You have people that want the minimum wage. Unions. That's all part of the class warfare mentality. I was grateful that the Supreme Court struck down that people cannot be forced to give money to the unions. So I thought that was a good ruling. It's almost like, what did they do? Wait, all of a sudden start to get to work and get busy and get jiggy with it and have some sense to them at the, you know, at the end of their session. Introduce race baiting, which they've been doing for years. And I think that's not working out as well as they thought. So that's why I think they're going to the war on women thing, and they're going to the class envy thing, you know, to try to disparage somebody like these big cats that own these McDonald's. Well, they should be paying you $15 an hour to work there. You know what, you know, you deserve that. That's your right. No, it isn't your right. It's not your right for anything really in this society. Your right is what you make it to be. You have certain inalienable rights, but that doesn't guarantee you anything. It doesn't guarantee you, you know, success or failure. My God, if you have a right to contraception, then where is this going to end? Is this going to end that I have a right to I have a Second Amendment right, to carry a weapon. Should I depend on the government to buy me a weapon to carry? You have right to all sorts of different rights. But the government should not be involved in this. Never. They've never should have been involved in this. For one thing, everything the government does, we were talking today, some friends of mine, some engineer friends, and some, you know, people very, very in the know. And we were talking about that, you know, the jobs going to make, got jobs going this place here and there. I said, look, we lost NASA. We lost our space shuttle industry. However you care about NASA, okay, there was some good things, I think, that came out of that, being from the engineer perspective, which is what, you know, I comment on a lot. Teflon, pans, microwaves, and, you know, recycling different efforts and so on. These all came out of NASA. Oh, we lost it. There's no national pride anymore, very little. I have pride for our soldiers. I have pride for America, for the America that I knew. I don't think I know it anymore. It's vanished off the face of the earth. Or we're at the tipping point where it's, you know, it's like one of those CGI movies where you're kind of seeing something, but you're not really seeing it. But then all of a sudden you fall off the other end, and it's like, wow. Like an Atlas Shrugged thing, where they go through the wall on the plane and all of a sudden you're in a totally different freaking place. And by the way, I'm working on getting Harmon Caslow from co-producer of Atlas Shrugged on the show again. So I don't have a problem with, I don't think, getting him on. And a couple other guests that we're going to have on in the upcoming weeks. So stay tuned, and also you can like us. I posted a link in chat here, but you can like us if you look on Facebook. You can like our Facebook show page over there, American by Design. Just look for American by Design. You'll find it. And go ahead and like the page. I like, you know, right now I'm at 80. I'd like to get that up to like over 100. I'm not like actively recruiting. You can also email me at Bing. That would be Bing at conservativenationmedia.com. You can call me here, of course, 718-305-7176 if you want to talk about any of what we just talked about and opine. You can also get a hold of me over at traditionalamericanmovement.com. And I need to actually put a shameless plug in for the website that I administer over there. And we've been up for over 4 years. A lot of us were there from getting basically our butts handed to us and banned from another Tea Party group, so-called, that I'm just going to I'm just going to leave them nameless right now because they don't deserve my attention on the radio. But we formed that group over there, and we had a lot of trials and tribulations, and at times we still do, maybe not as much as we did, but there's a lot of information over there. If the search index that I use, advanced search index up there, is just fabulous. We don't let liberals in. Okay, so it's a liberal-free troll zone, so you don't have to worry about a bunch of liberal tards over there. We screen everybody that comes in. You know, we basically make sure that you're not a known spammer, and, you know, maybe check your email to make sure you're not hooked up with MoveOn.org or something like that. We don't do any background checks on you per se, but everybody that's conservative and libertarian too, we have a lot of libertarian members. We have members from all over the world, really. We'd love to have you. So just, you know, go to traditionalamericanmovement.com and go to register. There's a register button there. When you click on register, you're going to see, you know, just some basic information. You pick your nickname and all that kind of stuff. And then you'll see, I think, 4 pictures at the bottom, and you just have to match up 2 pictures per what you see up top. There's 2 pictures up top, 4 on the bottom. You just match the pictures. It's called a CAPTCHA, just to make sure you're not a robot or something like that, and you're in. And once you're in, once we approve it, then you get to see there's a chat area in there, and there's all sorts of other areas that open up that we've got hidden to the public. And we do this to protect our members. And that's why we do it. And that's why we're a liberal-free zone. You don't see all the fighting like you do on Human Events. You don't see all the other BS that goes on with some of these other websites where you got a lot of name-calling, that kind of stuff. We have some very good writers on there. And we share information. We try to get out information to the general public. So just check out traditionalamericanmovement.com. You don't even need the forums at the beginning or the portal at the end. You just need to type out traditionalamericanmovement.com. It's for traditional Americans. We're trying to change the name a little bit as far as the Tea Party goes, because Tea Party is getting really slammed by the liberal media. And so I think, you know, and you can read some about why we picked this name. It speaks to people that are traditional Americans. If you're traditional Americans, you believe in traditional American ideals, traditional American subjects, traditional American things like, you know, heterosexual marriage, you know, just marriage and just things like religion and people living together and, you know, coexisting, you know, but not with liberals, not with progressives, not with commies. So check it out, traditionalamericanmovement.com. I'm still waiting on a couple calls, but I have not gotten them in yet. So we're going to go on. I'm going to take just probably one more break. We're coming up against the top of the hour, but I'll take another break. And then we'll get back to, I think, one more thing I want to cover. And in about two and a half.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Yeah.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811, pcsforautomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
Tennessee parents want to know where Lamar Alexander stands on Common Core. Parents want local control over their children's education, and Common Core puts that control in the hands of Washington, D.C. bureaucrats. Lamar's response to parents after standing with Common Core champions? Let's don't talk about Common Core. After being pressured on why he is not giving a straight answer on Common Core, Lamar says, with a laugh, "I always choose my words carefully." Lamar, why can't you give Tennessee parents a yes or no answer? Tennesseans deserve to know. Do you support Common Core? Yes or no? It's time Tennessee had a U.S. Senator that will give you a straight answer and fight for your children's future. State Representative Joe Carr is that person. Remember on August 7th, vote Carr, not Lamar.
Thank you, Ingrid. What a beautiful voice she's got, man. Just terrific. Been following her for years. My daughter turned me on to her. Anyways, you're listening to American by Design with your host, Ben Fisher, and the number here is 718-305-7176. Now, it seems like Obama now lately just breaking, I guess, a little bit earlier, is pursuing executive actions on immigration, as we said a little bit earlier. And he vowed Monday to bypass Congress. What he does best, this is what he does best, and pursue unilateral changes in the to the country's immigration system. Now, this is from Fox News Politics. Defying House Republicans who say his executive actions are part of the problem. They are the problem. Of course he knows that. Duh. The president speaking in the Rose Garden said he is forced to go it alone. I'm forced to go it alone because the House has failed to act on a comprehensive overhaul. He said Speaker John Boehner informed him last week the House will not vote on an immigration bill this year. I mean, does this kid sound like a, you know, what's he going to do next? Hold his breath and turn blue? This sounds like a spoiled frickin' brat. But we all know he's a communist, okay, and a Muslim, and he just wants this country dead. America cannot wait forever for them to act, Obama said. He said he's launching a new effort to fix as much of our immigration system as I can on my own without Congress. Listen to that. Fix as much of the immigration system as I can on my own without Congress. He's a king, a tyrant, a dictator, a despot. Actually, in my opinion. The president's announcement is sure to infuriate congressional Republicans. Obama is pushing for new executive actions in defiance of Boehner's vow last week to pursue a lawsuit against the president over alleged executive overreach. Even before Monday's announcement, Boehner and his colleagues alleged that the president has gone too far in making changes without Congress to immigration policy, the Affordable Care Act, environmental regulations, and other issues. Really, John? Really, Mr. Boehner? It took you 5 freaking years to figure this out? It took you 5 years to file a lawsuit against this administration. I heard Trey Gowdy the other day telling President Obama how to do his job. I wish I had that video here because it was fantastic. And he was spot on. He was right on. I'm telling you, Trey Gowdy, I mean, I would love to see him run as for president or for something in 2016 or Ted Cruz, one of them too. But anyways, this new push would go further still, to quote from the article. In a written statement, Boehner called Obama's announcement sad and disappointing and said executive orders can't and won't fix these problems. Again, Boehner is just—it's just way too late. You know, he should have been doing this years ago. During his remarks at the Rose Garden, Obama cited the current surge of illegal immigrant children crossing the southern border and said the crisis should underscore the need to pass a comprehensive bill. See, they always use this word comprehensive, okay? Because a lot of people just don't understand what the hell they're talking about when they say comprehensive. Well, comprehensive means everything. Basically, what it means. But it means everything that the liberals want. Doesn't mean anything that the conservatives want or the Tea Party want. But it means everything comprehensive to the liberals. Because freedom of thought to the liberals is as long as you agree with them. If you disagree with them, that's not freedom of thought to them. We got people, for God's sakes, that are writing articles saying that that global warming is to blame for the disgruntlement in Iraq and Afghanistan and all these Middle East countries. Global warming. These people have been fighting each other for centuries, thousands and thousands of years, and all of a sudden they want to blame it on global warming, which is another topic I want to hit on one of these days. But Boehner said, additional executive action from this president isn't going to stem the tide of illegal crossings. It's only going to make them worse. He also referred to last week's Supreme Court ruling that Obama overstepped in making recess appointments, saying the court reminded us that there are sharp limits to presidential power. And the Supreme Court did remind them of it. But Obama obviously didn't watch the news that night because he did not catch that. Because that's where he catches all his news from, or all his, you know, whatever happens in this country is from the news days later. Well, he's on the golf course all the time. One could expect that, okay? So let's, Bing, why do you pick on him so much? Because he's a freaking commie. Anyways, as for his conversation last week with the President, Boehner said, I don't know why I keep Freudian slip, said he only told Obama what he's been saying for months, that until the public and elected officials trust him to enforce the law, it is going to be difficult to make progress on this issue. Yeah, right. Obama, though, said he would still prefer to see seek changes via Congress, and he'd continue to press the House to act. But if you go to the beginning of the statement, he says, well, I don't care. You know, I'm just going to do what I want to do. Meanwhile, the president, going on further, is still grappling with the surge of illegal immigrant children and families along the border. Now, I don't really know if he knew this was going to happen on this large of a scale. One would think he would have had to know, but maybe he's just really, really stupid to not know. I don't know. But anyways, we've got a very big problem here with the border. He's apprehended over 52,000 child immigrants traveling on their own since the start of the 2014 budget year. And I'm checking my time, and I've got 60 seconds left. And I just want to tell all you guys, all you people, ladies and gentlemen of the audience, thank you very much for showing up tonight. Please check out our Facebook channel, American by Design. Make sure you like it. Tell your friends. And also check out traditionalamericanmovement.com. And we've got a show tomorrow if you love Tennessee politics, because this is where the fight's coming, people. The fight is going to be between Joe Carr and Lamar Alexander. And Dr. Flynn, I'm sorry, you're not in the race, buddy. And if you are, you don't need to be. But also go to carr4tn.com. Just contribute $5, C-A-R-R. FORTN.com. If you got more than that, please give, because we need to fund going. by midnight tonight. We've got till about midnight tonight. We're very, very, very close, and this is going to scare Lamar when we actually come up with it. So please go there and contribute. And thank you so much, you guys, for being on the show and for just being in chat, because, you know, it just helps me out as far as communicating with y'all. But like our pages, like, you know, if you need to email me, Bing at conservativenationmedia.com. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to leave you out, as always, with a singer that I really love, Brian Futch. You can get his music pretty much anywhere. Just look for Brian Futch, F-U-T-C-H. And a great song. And thank you so much for being on the show. American by Design.
America.